Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
That are expressed on AMC Press Live are the views of the host, and it does not reflect on any views that are expressed on AMC Press Live are the views of the host, and it does not reflect on any affiliations or sponsors. The show can be an appropriate site, so listener discretion is advised, and get ready for a heck of a ride.
And our sponsors for tonight are Staples and our Stamps.com and GoDaddy, where AMC Press and Co., our new URL, is part of. So yeah, if feel free, GoDaddy is the place to be for sponsors. So for sponsors and for the products. So yeah. And again, we also have Swigs on the line along with Mr. Johnny.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Fuck Johnny. Show. Again.
Yeah. And I'm Allison, of course. I hate talking in the third person, but...
Anyways.
Johnny, do you have a dryer running in the background?
No, it's my heater.
Oh.
It could be 10 hunger. And definitely glad that you're actually called in. That's
yeah, oh, never mind.
What?
Especially when
yeah, oh, never mind.
And as you could tell, there's been some changes which you could see, new logo, new stuff, so yeah. And
substantial changes.
Yeah. I know Johnny has some topics he would gladly just, Johnny, take over tonight. That's all I'm going to say. You have balls. You decide what you shall decide.
You know what? I noticed in the story
you,
lead you off with...
You posted a crap load on the group, so go from there.
Where to start? Oh, yeah. How about that Happy Meal?
Charlotte, explain.
About
the Iron Pigs, and it's a frickin'...
Oh, yeah, the Iron Pigs, yeah. The Iron Pigs are actually going to start with wearing bacon uniforms this season.
Okay, does that mean... Okay, that could lead into so many bad things. Like, you could... This could lead into some interesting, it would lead into more discussion, but it kind of seems, it honestly is to the point of saying, who the fuck cares if they're wearing bacon, or how pointless is it that they chose bacon when... Clearly, there's other things.
Yeah.
There's so many other ways of doing that logo. Sorry.
Which kind of makes sense, because pig bacon comes from pigs.
Yeah, but...
we got a bacon lover in the chat room.
But then what if they... then people can make fun of... but then... what, I'm sure that they could... that people could say some pretty nasty names.
Yeah. True.
Too.
What are the Iron Pigs?
They'd be the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wasn't the Red Barons also part of Philadelphia Phillies at one point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's where the Red Barons moved down to Lehigh Valley.
Right.
I thought Red Baron made pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong, Red Baron.
hey, this is from the same stadium that brought you the
Red
so you
Baron
can play a
pizza.
Game.
Red Baron pizza does not equal baseball. Sorry.
Yeah. I'd rather have one of Allison's pizzas than a Red Baron any day.
Oh, thank you. That's real nice to know. And I'm sure people would look. It would be interesting if they did a whole chocolate and bacon uniform. Like,
oh, that.
That would be kind of hilarious. Like Hershey's chocolate.
But yet, chocolate and bacon seem to go together. It's crazy.
Oh, God, that's gross. That's like a heart attack right there.
Look on ThinkGeek. They have shit like that. So if you like chocolate and bacon, ThinkGeek is for you, which I like. I occasionally go on to ThinkGeek for other things. So, it might not be for most people, but...
there are places that actually sell it around here.
They sell chocolate bacon?
They sell chocolate-colored bacon, yeah.
Yes.
It must be a Philly thing.
Yeah.
it's a Philly thing.
Well, you guys are known for those cheesesteaks and everything else.
Yeah.
All that stuff that's bad for you.
but either way, if you burgery and any, it I have to say it's at least better than smoking or doing cigarettes still, bacon. At least your diet is happy.
Yeah.
You would die because of eating some amazing food.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's being cold. Yeah. Dirty mind. Think of death. Yeah. Not a good combination.
No, my. Oh, Lord.
Oh, also, Tasty Cake is 100 today. 100 years old.
Wow.
Tasty Cake is.
Yeah. The company was founded on February 25th, 1914.
Are they the ones that make those fudge rounds? I used to get those at lunchtime a lot in school.
The butterscotch crimpets?
No, none of those.
Yeah. The donuts.
Ew, I don't like donuts.
The chocolate bells. Oh, the chocolate bells. Oh. They're like chocolate. On the inside of the chocolate is like... it's like a chocolate cake filled inside with cream filling. Like, oh my gosh.
No, Tasty Cake was a cake. I love their donuts. I was never a fan of, but they're little pies. We're going to rip a lemon or... And Red Hood shall be in our new little addition to the team. So, running a little late. But
and we're teasing Mike Blue
Light.
He's cakes.
Did you say he's running late, Alec?
Red Hood, our new member of team.
Oh.
Yes. Which everyone, life throws curveballs, so.
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
So.
What was that for?
I don't know.
Today happens to be Tasty Cake Day in the state of Pennsylvania and in the city of Philadelphia. It was declared it was declared that today is Tasty Cake Day in Pennsylvania and in the city of Philadelphia.
Why do they say that? That's kind of redundant. I mean, Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania, so why are they adding that little bit at the end?
Because both state and city.
So.
And Johnny's kind of talkative tonight.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Uh-oh.
What?
I just kicked myself out of the studio.
Oh, my. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Whoops.
Okay.
That was smart.
Why keep me radio?
Did you try to think that it would be fun to kick you off of said studio?
Yeah.
Or did you want to hear...
That's what I should have done was. Anyways.
So it's definitely interesting, especially with live radio.
Yeah, you never
and
know what
I'm just babbling. I'm just babbling, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking works.
At least the fact...
I know you posted a lot about the Samsung and Taco Bell at breakfast, which kind of blows my mind.
Taco Bell is
breakfast.
Their breakfast.
Wait, what about Taco Bell and breakfast?
Taco Bell's about to open up at 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Why would you
and
want to
provide
breakfast?
How about a waffle taco?
Yeah.
Did you say a waffle taco?
That's what I said, a waffle taco.
I don't know about that.
Tell you what, those AM crunch wraps look good. You get a piece of bacon, eggs, and a hash brown all wrapped up in the crunch wrap.
Ew.
That sounds pretty awesome.
No.
I would never go to Taco Bell for breakfast. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, neither would I.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to the wall and stick with my breakfast burrito. Breakfast burrito and coffee and hash brown.
The only good hash browns at fast food joints are the ones at Burger King. Those little circular ones.
It's crazy how this could just happen and everything. It's like ever-changing, where everyone wants to make money, wants to make a hell of a lot of money. So what's the best way of doing it? Find something that is a gold mine, like Taco Bell. And it's solved.
Breakfast is becoming a huge deal.
Well, they're always saying it's supposed to be the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, it is, but who really is counting? Who really thinks about breakfast when you're busy and you have a busy life?
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes I forget about breakfast, but that's me. Don't do what I do. Just don't.
Yeah, if I skip breakfast, I usually have a headache by lunchtime.
But it, sometimes with me, I kind of, depending on how my day is or how late I get up, I go into a brunch. So, say...
Oh, okay.
So, I know, I could tell you what time I've gotten up recently. 10, 11. So, I'm already into...
That's what I do every day, Alec.
That means that besides the whole working at home, that means I get brunch instead of lunch, which means I could have soup, I could have salad, I could have whatever leftover we have available, or order out.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah.
Johnny, stop farting in the phone.
Oh, God. Only you, Johnny. Only you. Johnny. Maybe I should create a little, we should have a nice sign up about the do not go past go on certain sound effects. Don't go, you go past go, and you end up having...
You end up having to pay $200.
No,
$500.
Yeah. And it's here. So.
I think I know who might be on the line.
Red Hood!
Red Hood?
Yes! Yes, Red Hood. Yes. Hello. So, what's it?
Here it is.
Ding dong.
Johnny's having too much fun playing with sound effects. And the other, and Red Hood meets Swig. Yes.
Yes. We've been on the line a couple times before.
Oh, hello.
Hey, at least I'm feeling like myself again.
Yes, that's
like
awesome.
Yourself.
What, weren't yourself for a while?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
The last laugh.
Exactly what I was going to say. The last 97 seconds, yeah, I don't even know yourself.
Do you have, like, split personalities or something, Johnny?
No, like, last week, which I will not get into detail of on the air.
Good idea. Yeah, I say if you need to discuss certain matters off air. Let's just keep on rolling.
Let's be professional.
Yes,
professional is the... is big thing.
So anyway, we were
discussing breakfast and brunch and potential and me waking up late and me having the benefits of having brunch.
Oh, so breakfast and brunch and you waking up late like you do every day.
Pretty much.
Because I sort of have witnessed this.
Definitely.
I sort of had to witness this, and then she actually has to call me up. You know.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
yeah.
But then again, Taco Bell. What I never got was the fucking dog.
Yeah.
The little
chihuahua.
Oh, yeah.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Exactly. I never got that. I never got why the fuck, what the heck, you know, you had, the girl Taco Bell. Indian dog doing it, and then the sequel is Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and Beverly Hills Chihuahua too. I'm convinced, I'm rather convinced that the fucking dog, right, than both of those movies. I'm convinced of that. I don't know why, but you know, I'm also convinced that you know, that company is run by a bunch of chihuahuas who have very small brains.
Oh,
conspiracies.
You know, I'm sort of putting it together now. Like, their orders are bark. And all you can see, all the humans can see, is not even translators. They can't even see translators. They can see, all they can see is fucking tacos.
Oh my god.
So
back to the Swedish chef, like pork.
Exactly.
What about think about this one. What would you think about seeing, I could just imagine real talk chihuahuas running a company, and
Could you imagine how that would play out?
You walk into the building and there's a bunch of those little bug-eyed freaks running all around.
And the funny thing is, my father actually had a chihuahua growing up, so yeah, when you, yeah,
bug-eyed and going, oh yes, now we run, it's like, I hear, I don't want to see, I hear, come the fuck on. Who in their right mind would let a chihuahua first run a company, let alone manage the banking assets of a fucking company? Could you imagine what the Amazon orders are going to look like of the pounds of chihuahua food that's going to be coming their way?
In all honesty,
and the fact that we have a slogan of the nose, the news, I mean, chihuahuas have small fucking noses. It's not like a fox.
Yeah,
fox,
I know.
You know, it's like that song.
What's that?
You know, it's more like, what does the chihuahua say? Oh, yes, it goes slow, and it bumps into walls, and has a huge fuck-off head.
No, and they're also as hyper as hell, so...
Oh, wait,
if you,
hyper as hell, plus, why don't you go get some Adderall, then, oh, God,
that would be...
Could you imagine I am hyper-focused? And all the other chihuahuas, at the board meeting were going, Roger never used to be this way.
It's the whole point of you, like, you fuck with me, you get it. It's the whole,
no, you fuck with me, you get it. It's kind of like, you fuck with me, you get it, but it's, you fuck with me, and
every single fucking thing.
I mean,
it's to the point of, I could picture it being so hilarious. Little dog versus a big ass motherfucker. Which one do you think would end up winning in that fight?
Motherfucker. No, but 6 foot motherfucker versus a chihuahua. Now you tell me in a boxing ring, who would win?
I would say don't the little guy, because the little guy could be as hyper as hell and end up really causing some damage.
Don't underestimate the little guy.
Don't underestimate the little guy, because the little guy always fucking wins. It's funny how my dad is 6 feet tall. I just had a yelling match with, and I actually won both down the door and stormed out. And I'm 5 foot seven. That should explain
I always say I may be small, but
yeah.
Boy, when I want to let something be known, woman with a mission that can...
Woman with a mission? More like women, plural with a mission. The mission being, oh yes, we can.
Yeah.
But the other mission of men going, oh shit, we're in trouble, where are my balls?
It's like
my balls went missing 2 days ago. Where the fuck are they?
There's
a
little
wait a second. I know, they're in the chihuahua. They're in the chihuahua, and the ASDCA has my nuts in a sack.
It's like women could be vicious. That's first thing first.
You're telling me. Women? My friend Lauren right now, who's listening to this whole entire affair, unfortunately, she has her lights out. I don't know why, but she has her lights out, and she's trying to be lulled to sleep by our voices. So let's just make a one-off, shall we?
Oh my!
I mean, really?
Women, depending on who you're dealing with, can be very, 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 or very, very mean.
Well, my dad used to be both. He has an autocracy.
And I always say strong women. Having a strong woman by your side definitely makes a difference.
Yes. Yes. Most people could say that.
Very true.
You know, most people can say that. And there are strong women out there, don't get me wrong. But, you know, strong women plus strong women. You know, wasn't there a fucking show called Strong Men... Wait a second. Strong Women Medicine Woman or something like that?
I don't think so.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
That's right, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. Who would have been Dr. Chihuahua Medicine Woman? Maybe it would have more success rating that way. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine
the parody that would take place?
The strongest? I could picture Chihuahua plus
Xena, Princess Warrior Chihuahua.
Oh, God.
We can keep going with this.
Oh, yeah, I know we can.
Wait a second. Even better. Stewie Griffin. All we need is Chihuahua.
Oh, God. Stewie plus Chihuahua means, interesting.
Damn you all.
So that means that it could be fun. It could make for a very fun parody. I can't see why different, like, no one has caught on with the dog parodies. Like, you know, there's so many different things out there. Why don't you just go and just make parodies of whatever? It doesn't matter. Or it might matter to some people, but...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like looking at... Oh, God.
Apparently, we're being brought to you by Chihuahua tonight.
No. The show is brought to you by the skinny bitches who own Chihuahuas on the Upper East Side who never ever get a grip when they're in Bed Bath & Beyond. They all, like, today, I was in the Container Store, right? And this segment is brought to you by bitches who own Chihuahuas on the Upper East Side. You know, I was in the Container Store, and I don't know about you, but I hate walking into a store. I own cats. I love cats. I'm a cat person. I'm also a dog person. But I'm preferable to cats. Cats. I have two Maine Coons at home. Anyway, I'm walking in, and it's funny, because, like, the funny with Chihuahuas is... It's funny with Chihuahuas, how small they are and how much they can fit into a bag. And the bag that basically says, I absolutely own this bag. I own this bag. I am territorial on this bag. I will not get out of this bag. My human will have to grope me around the Upper East Side, and around the Lower East Side, and around the West Side, and the North Side, and whatever, and be like, yeah, I own this bag. I'm in this bag. I don't fucking care about you. I'm in this bag. You know, fuck me, I'm on the plane shit. I'm in this bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it just, you know, it would be pretty damn funny. What do you think, Squiggs?
Squiggs is gone.
Oh.
Yeah, Squiggs left. Squiggs dropped, which makes me kind of... I hope he calls him the next time, because kind of... I have to say, him coming on is just a blast. I can't say anything more about it. It's just... makes more sense to say, hey, that Swigs is definitely a good... definitely could bring a... could bring some... some unique insight to the show.
Yeah, I'm starting to get pulled around here. The wheels are turning.
And I'm just hoping that no more snow, please. That's all I could say.
I'm
more
pleading.
No more snow, because I have shit to do and places to go.
We both know this.
I mean, the snow
tomorrow. I know. We both know this.
Give me a little
like,
bit of snow.
Tell me something I don't know now.
Exactly.
It's supposed to get a little snow tomorrow morning. Like, it's like, come on. Just even a little bit is like rubbing salt in the wounds.
It's
yes,
like
yes, Michael, snow is evil.
Snow could just, why can't there just be different? Why can't it just be a little bit different than things? Why can't we just pick when we get snow? Snow, like,
Do you know what I think? No snow.
Shut it off until next year.
Snow can suck my dick.
makes sense. Just a little. It definitely
sources.
Yes.
But no, I mean, it is strange. It's very strange about chihuahuas. Why do they exist, though? That's the funny part. That's the funnier part.
That chihuahuas could end up... It's like, how many movies have they had... Has there been chihuahuas in where they're like the evil villain? Especially in like the Disney movies. That's for one.
Oh my.
So...
Yeah,
just a little bit too much pressing button.
No, I mean, Disney villains. Let's go around the room and see who... Let's go around the room in terms of villains. You know, alone. What in the world? I think... My favorite is Jafar.
Yeah.
I love Jafar, and I love Scar. Mix those two together, be one fucking fucked up villain. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, Jafar, fuck you. Actually, if you go on, here's a plug for theater community in Chicago. If you go on YouTube, go see the musical Twisted. It is hilarious, and it's from Jafar's point of view. And
cool.
It's very funny. It's from the point of view Jafar, and how he has more power or more clout, you know, and why does everybody despise him? It's very funny. It's very good, too. But, yeah. What are your favorite villains?
I myself love Lady and the Tramp. Just because Lady and the Aristocrat, those were just...
Oh, the Lady and the Aristocrat was fucking hilarious. I mean...
And Lady and the Tramp has to be the one of the best for me. Is Lady and...
Lady and the Tramp, but... You know, my favorite villain...
That was just funny with, like, the cats. The cats in general were just so funny.
Well, the cats in general are really fun. But I think that in The Incredibles, my favorite parody of a villain has to be, the little short dude with a huge...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Afro.
I will. And Slick just called back in, so...
Slick?
Yes, I'm here. I'm back. Are you guys talking Disney movies?
Yes, and how did you appear?
How did I appear? I called back in.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh my god.
Johnny, you are not.
So anyway, where did you go?
Where did I go? Technical difficulties, and I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, technical.
You know, because that needed to be put out there in public.
TMI.
Okay. That's oversharing now.
Man, George Takei is busy tonight.
Oh my.
George Takei is always busy. Oh my.
Bye.
I mean, George.
So anyway, I like that Emperor movie. What was the name of that one?
What, Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that one. I like that one.
My favorite was Strictly Talking Villains, but my
your
my
favorite was what?
Was Strictly Talking Disney Villains.
Oh,
Disney
Villains. Okay.
Yeah, my favorite villain, just because she's so psychotic, and she. You could actually use her as a case for ADHD, which is Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be my favorite when I was a kid.
Was what?
What?
Cruella de Vil?
Yes.
Psychosomatic bitch. But, I mean, honestly...
I always had a fondness for villains, though.
Well, me too.
Well, it's just you wouldn't have a story without a villain, and as much as they always are, as villains are, for lack of a better word, vilified, you wouldn't have a story if there was no bad guy. And heroes wouldn't be heroes without bad guys.
I mean, like, you can have it. I mean, I'm a playwright by nature, but, you know, I create villains off of reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I want to have a villain, and Ali knows this as well. If I want to have a villain, the first thing I will go to that makes sense to me is a character trait book that I own, and it's written by a psychologist, and it displays every side effect known to man about, like, everybody from, every piece of item from any psychological thing, including, like, assassins, hijackers, you know, anything, and all based on
the fact. I myself have never been a fan of villains, however, I have to say, the one villain that I kind of thought was cool was Magnificent, and... Snow White's evil stepmother, because they
Snow White's evil stepmother was actually.
Wait, Snow White's or Cinderella's evil
stepmother?
No,
sorry, Cinderella. Sorry, mixing them up.
Cinderella's evil stepmother. I think she could have been a bit more bitchy, but you know that's just me.
Her stepsisters were hysterical when they were singing that "Sing Sweet Nightingale" song.
Oh yeah. I mean.
And
The musical to it, the musical is very, very...
I just think about how much craziness Cinderella had to pop with. It was the whole, my shape's bigger than your shit. Or, yeah, you might be lower class or whatever, it still doesn't matter, and I could see where the class system still comes in a little bit today because of...
Yeah,
but, like, it would be kind of funny if you had a villain who was actually tall he couldn't do the things he wanted to do.
Isn't that usually what makes a villain, though? They're unable to do what they want to do.
Right.
What I understand is why all the good guys always have all these great and wonderful personality traits and everything, but if you look at their circumstances that they're in, they would not have those personalities. I mean, Cinderella, for example, she would not be this sweet and wonderful woman. I mean, she would just be a miserable woman.
True. Which one are we talking about?
But there's a point in time where when you're put through shit a lot in life, there's a point where you kind of want to thumb your nose off to whatever issues going on in life.
Well, yeah, I mean, like tonight, I wanted to thumb my nose off my parents, and I think I did, definitely. But, you know, because I thought, it is funny in the fact that when you have everything in terms of
material possessions.
You know, material possessions, it's easy, you know, to sum your nerves. But it's even funnier when you have everything of material possession and you're still thumbing your nose at your son who has ADHD and you just don't completely understand how, you know, in terms of, like, villains, right? Villains, if we had to go on the ADHD scale or any disability scale, we would actually, you know, get to pinpoint what symptoms they have, and it would actually be quite funny.
Right. I agree. It's like, this villain has, like, Cinderella's evil stepmother had to be a narcissist. Sure enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying that because of how she wanted to have all the attention. She didn't care who it was affecting. Even like a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff and like their that whole thing. Because it was just that movie really hit her. There was times growing up I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go nowhere in life. And then seeing like how it played out. How someone who had nothing can have everything in a matter of time. And when you wait, time can make things really good. And those that are trying to belittle or put you down become something that really shouldn't be. They become the villain and or something like the complete, they just put on a face to be like, yeah, let's be normal. Oh, yeah, let's be normal.
Which is just like my parents. They put on a face that is so, it's exhausting. It's exhausting to see.
Is it one of those
yes.
situations where they'll be, like, yelling and screaming at you 1 minute, and then the next second, like, the phone's ringing, and they're picking up the phone, and they're all, hello.
That's exactly it.
I've never understood how people can do that.
No. I mean, like, I grapple with them because they can't understand a real-life person who's right in front of them who has a disability, right? But they say two people.
I wouldn't be surprised if people, like, even though I have a disability,
right.
Come off as normal as possible.
Yeah, and the funny part is that that's the same thing with me, but yet when you take the medication off and you take the wheels off, I'm just as disabilitated, dilapidated.
Disabled?
Well, I wasn't going there, but, you know.
Oh,
just,
okay, sorry.
No. I mean, I was going there, but you just pulled the word right out of my mouth. I'm just as disabled as the rest of them. You know, but my parents refuse to see it. They see it as, and what's funny is that they don't support a single disabled charity, right? But they have a disabled son who's dated a person who's disabled. Sorry, wait a second. Who is unconfirmed dating somebody who's disabled. I'm not going to mention who. But, you know, this person is an awesome person. But yet, they cannot. It's frustrating how for 27 years I've put up with this shit and they can't understand a real life person who has a disability.
And bear in mind, some people that have disabilities could really can make other people who don't have disabilities look like they're total fools.
I swear, I'm going to make them look like fools. I will hire a lawyer.
What are you trying to do that out of, like, vengeance or what? I mean, if that's your goal, then that's not really healthy.
It's justified because for 27 years of my life, I don't think they've understood one iota of what I go through as a person, you know, and when you have parents who are well off, you know, they don't understand their own kid. That's kind of disappointing, number one. And they're both lovely people. I'm not saying they're not. But
they're very nice.
But when you don't understand your kid's wants and needs because he fails to communicate with you because he thinks that you don't understand, you will never understand because they've never been in your 9'5" shoes. It's not even vengeance. It really isn't. It's trying to get them to understand where you're coming from.
And there's so many people out there
there's so many people that have there's so much disabled support, but yet people go, oh yeah, no, it's easier for you to get a job than most people.
Sometimes people with disabilities, I'll throw myself under the bus here. I have a disability. I try to get jobs. Try to get jobs up the ass. I make my success into something that is a job for me because employment-wise, just being frank with everyone, I'm sure people listening to this, I'm not going on a soapbox. It's hard.
No.
I'm making this as an opportunity for people with disabilities. I'm providing what most jobs should be doing for inclusion of both people with disabilities and without. And that's what I see. I have business knowledge. Clearly, having that knowledge does help. But if people don't want to say, okay, this person's really good at XYZ, then why should I even apply for a job? Doesn't matter if I move or whatnot, because it's that whole point of saying are they going to just want to use me for a year to get a nice tax write-off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, half of my job, quote-unquote, description, right, because I'm a playwright, is making up shit that other people don't want to hear. That's half of it. The other half of it is dealing with reality, and the reality of my reality is that I am a just-graduated college student with a girlfriend that wants to move out to get his own apartment, doesn't have enough money to do that, going back into the job force, parents not understanding how long it does actually have to take a job in the first place. And then on top of that, they're in the mid, they're older than, you know, I don't know how old all the parents are, but they're old. they're old enough to know, and they don't get it. What they do get is, what they do see is me, you know, sleeping till 12 o'clock and whatever, and going out, and not explaining to them exactly what I do each day.
Yeah.
And
I network wherever I go.
But there's a lot of stuff that I do each day to try to network, to try to further my position as a writer, as a person who can actually speak, you know, and be an advocate for other people. But they don't see that. But what they do see is me yelling at them to try to understand what I go through, and it's very tiring.
It's a shame. I would not know what to do if I was in a situation similar to yours. I'm glad my parents at least understand why I do the radio show, why I'm saying, okay, I want to be self-employed.
Right.
There's a difference between saying, yes, I'm on the computer a lot. Yes, I'm on it. That there's a reason for that madness. There's a reason why. It's not like I'm playing tiddlywinks or...
No. Nobody's like, it's not this. This is what I think my mom and dad understand. Oh, yes, he's playing Tetris. Where's the next minute? And Putin is actually controlling the Tetris box. So
Johnny, you're being quiet. You're a little too quiet now.
Do you want us to cattle prod you? You know.
We're not trying to take over you. We look like you're in the voice.
Exactly.
Just a little
what
bit.
Do you think, Johnny?
Nachos.
Are you in need of a cup of coffee? Or a few cups of coffee?
Or a few cups of many sugars.
Or espresso, which...
Don't fucking...
Espresso with Red Hood does not work. It's not...
Sorry. You can say that again.
It's one of
you know.
It's like, okay, it's the whole running around in circle bit.
No. I'm running around more than usual, like a hamster with his legs cut off.
Yeah, and apparently we have 90 seconds left.
Where did the time go?
An hour of fun and goodness and ramblings makes for a good show.
Exactly.
Well, this is a good show. We're back.
This is a show that
we are
so
back on the map. And Squiggs, I hope you join us again.
I will.
Good. God damn it. Because I need some.
We need some more people. More the merrier.
Yes.
So don't hesitate to call in. And we're going to let you guys go. We'll be back tomorrow. And we have a new website coming soon. So
yes. Yes. We have a new website. We have a new website, and I'm going to have 1 second to plug this. We have a new website, very coming soon. We have a new website coming soon, and...